Chapter 3. The Midas Touch. The Midas Touch. King Midas is popularly known for his ability of turning everything he touched into gold, which was then referred to as the Midas Touch, or the Golden Touch. Although the moral of the myth seems to warn people of the disastrous effects brought by greed, the phrase itself is void of such connotation. In modern English, it simply means an uncanny ability for making money in every venture. Here is an example. John put the company's stock prices through the roof thanks to his Midas touch and great business sense. Donkey's Ears. The donkey's ears of King Midas was a punishment and humiliation given by Apollo. One day, there was a musical contest between Apollo and Pan, the god of woods, with Tomlis, the god of the mountain, acting as the judge. To the surprise and dissatisfaction of no one present, Tomlis declared Apollo the winner, but Midas, who just happened to be passing by from there, foolishly interfered, claiming that the decision was not right. Apollo had just one explanation for this disagreement. "Boy, that man must have the ears of an ass." To add insult to injury, Apollo transformed Midas's human ears into a pair of long, gray, hairy ears of a donkey. To hide those long ears from sight, Midas henceforward wore a specific kind of royal turban in all the four seasons of the year. However, it was impossible for him to hide the secret from his barber, who had to swear an oath of absolute secrecy, one which he was unable to bear. So, to get rid of his terrible burden, the barber dug a hole on a riverside one night and whispered into it, "King Midas has ass's ears." Filling the hole up carefully afterwards, the barber tiptoed away from it. In time, some reeds grew on top of this spot, and the moment the first breeze ruffled them, they started murmuring Midas's secret to the whole world. "King Midas has ass's ears. King Midas has ass's ears." In English, both donkey and ass have derogatory or insulting meaning. They are generally used to mean someone who is obstinate, stupid, or silly. Interestingly, donkey's ears has now become an idiom, as in the following example. "I'm so bored, I've been doing this job for donkey's ears." Can you guess what it means? In fact, the word ear is homophonic to year. Word has it that donkeys tend to plod along slowly. They take a long time to complete a task or journey. Therefore, a donkey's year takes a long time to elapse.